Over 300 people came together in the Lloyd Center District earlier today to call on the Army Corps of Engineers to deny a permit for construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline under Lake Owyhee on the Missouri River. A largely woman-led demonstration with a significant Portland area indigenous presence gathered at 11 a.m. in Holiday Park and then marched to the nearby office of the Corps of Engineers. Native Elder John Nelson, whose grandson is Dave Archambault, chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Nation, opened things up.
Our people are gathered together. I got a niece up there. She's been thrown in jail 3 times. She said when I get out, I'm going right back up to the front line. I got several grandkids up there. My son's up there. They're up there fighting for us. And we have to support them. It's a peaceful fight.
The Corps of Engineers originally approved the pipeline river crossing in July over the objections of the EPA, the Department of the Interior, and the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation. After the Standing Rock Tribe filed suit, a federal judge denied a request for a temporary injunction to halt construction on either side of the river until the case could be heard in court. That same afternoon, a virtually unprecedented joint declaration was issued by the Departments of Justice, the Army, and the Interior, stating that pipeline construction would not be authorized on Corps-controlled land bordering or under Lake Owyhee until it could reconsider any of its previous decisions regarding the site. The declaration also asked the pipeline company to voluntarily halt construction within 20 miles on either side of the river. The company has clearly refused that request as they continue full speed ahead on pipeline construction, even working through the night trying to meet their January deadline for completion. While the Corps of Engineers continues their review of the river crossing, opposition to the pipeline has grown into a major nationwide movement. Native people and their allies across the world see this as an historic moment to break through marginalization and invisibility and to fight against the pollution of the land and waters of indigenous homelands. Delia Sanchez, a non-federally recognized Multnomah Chinook, spoke about the Corps of Engineers' role, both in the Dakota Access Pipeline and the damming of her ancestral Nechuana or Columbia River.
They dam and block up every single river for barging. And they're manipulating our salmon runs. They're messing with our salmon runs. And this is something that's going on, and they know it. They know what they've been doing. And they know that they hold the power to change this, to make the decision to stop this, to stop violating the indigenous people of this continent. Because we are not going to stand for it anymore. We stand here in unity and love and power and prayer. And we can thank
At the end of the rally, around 50 people marched around the building chanting, "Water is life," the main slogan of the No DAPL movement. After a brief scuffle at the north door, they were able to enter the building.
Water is life! Water is life! Water is life! Water is life! Water is life!
Revoke it! Only you have the power to revoke that permit! Revoke that permit for the Dakota Access! We know you hear us. Revoke those faulty, treaty-broken permits. Tell that Dakota Access, tell the Army Corps of Engineers to come down and acknowledge us because they're broken treaties on a river that's not charged.
That was audio from the demonstration earlier today at the Army Corps of Engineers with Paul Rowland reporting.